Not a day seems to go by when we don't hear about more devastating news regarding the financial situation of the United States and how it affects the entire world. This week, some more underlying facts were revealed to us, showing us the problems which are still under the surface, which are now coming to the surface, which will haunt us for many years to come. I'd like to brief you, first of all, about the facts which were revealed this week. Here's an article by the New York Post, which wrote on September 21, the market was 500 trades away from Armageddon on Thursday. Had the Treasury and Fed not quickly stepped into the fray that morning with a quick $105 billion injection of liquidity, the Dow could have collapsed. Now listen to this article, which was published by Bloomberg on September 24. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett calling the market turmoil, quote, an economic Pearl Harbor, said Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson's $700 billion proposal to prop up the U.S. financial system is, quote, absolutely necessary. The market could not have taken another week like last week, he said, and he went on to say, I think it was the last thing Hank Paulson wanted to do, but there is no plan B for that. In other words, this bailout plan, which is being discussed as I am recording this program, is the only way to solve our financial disaster. If that's the case, then we are really in big, big trouble. And let me also ask you this question, my friends. What we are experiencing right now should have been, could have been foreseen for many years. What did our political leaders do for the last 4, 8, 12 years? Were they totally blindsided? Were they ignorant? Were they incompetent? And what are our new political leaders going to do, those who are going to be in charge come the November or January of next year? I haven't heard anything yet from anyone which is fundamental enough to get us out of this mess. Don't you think, my friends, that America deserves better? But the underlying problems are much deeper than just some nice-sounding statements. Here is an article which was published by the British paper, the Daily Mail, on September 21. Notice to these comments. Almost exactly 7 years ago, Al-Qaeda terrorists targeted their hijacked planes into the Twin Towers at the heart of New York's financial center, and the world was transformed. There were no deaths this week, but the effects of the carnage on the financial markets will be far more profound and destabilizing than the 9/11 atrocity. The seismic events which have seen the near destruction of the investment banking sector and the collapse of insurance giant AIG are on the scale of the Great Crash of 1929. That was such a disaster because it created conditions for the emergence of fascism in continental Europe and then World War II. Although it is hard to predict the consequences, we should expect ramifications of equal significance, including the reemergence of violent far-right parties around the globe. And then he goes on to say that the world that will emerge from the Great Crash of 2008 will be dark and unpredictable. Now, that doesn't sound too optimistic. And, of course, what we are finding here is that the world is going to blame the United States for this financial disaster. Here's an article which the Los Angeles Times published on September 20, and it says, the economic meltdown that wrought its wrath from Rome to Madrid to Berlin this week brought Europeans together in a harsh chorus of condemnation of the excess and disarray on Wall Street. And then the finance minister of Italy is quoted saying that this is not a failure of a bank, but the failure of a system. Until a few days ago, he says, very few were willing to realize the intensity and the dramatic nature of the crisis. The system is collapsing, exactly like the Albanian pyramids collapsed, he said. My friends, what we are seeing right now is the world ganging up on the United States, blaming the United States for their own misfortunes. And, of course, we have seen something like that happen in the past. Adolf Hitler was good in blaming the Jews for the economic problems in Germany prior to World War II. Notice an article which was published today by Der Spiegel, dated September 26. It says, as the situation needed another exclamation point, while the talks were breaking up, federal regulators, and talks about this bailout plan, which is supposed to save us from our problems, and we have already $9.6 trillion of national debt, and some say it's actually more like $12 trillion of national debt, and now we are adding another $1 trillion. That's our beautiful rescue effort. But this article goes on to say, federal regulators were seizing the assets of Washington Mutual, America's largest savings and loan, as well as the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. It's still ongoing, and we shouldn't expect it to end anytime soon. And of course, again, now America is being blamed. On the other side of the world, Germans were reacting to the finger-wagging performance of German Finance Minister Peter Steinbrück before the federal parliament, the Bundestag, on Thursday. The world will never be the same as it was before the crisis, Steinbrück told German lawmakers. The U.S. will lose its status as a superpower of the global financial system. Now, it is interesting how some of the German papers reacted to this condemnation. The center-right Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung wrote, "The crisis actually has much larger dimensions than the attack against the Twin Towers and collapse 7 years ago. Why? Because this time the attack on all American doctrines is not the work of some foreign enemy. It comes from within, from the depth of the system." But again, not everybody agreed with the foreign minister's assessment. Here is an interesting article by the Financial Times Deutschland, which wrote, The finance minister's droning self-righteousness was completely out of place. Steinbrück is now trying to propagate the theory that the U.S. financial crisis is stabbing Germany's solid economy in the back, but that is nonsense. The economic downturn had already begun much earlier. Steinbrück also gave no hint as how he will handle the foreseeable slump. And so we see, my friends, that America is going to be blamed, rightly or wrongly, but as I said, the problems are much deeper. I'd like to read to you from the book of Isaiah, a prophecy for our day and for the immediate future. And of course, you know, when I read these things from the Bible, people accuse us of all kinds of bad things, and they curse us, and they blaspheme God, something the Bible prophesies is going to happen. But we should understand why we are in the mess we are in. This is an article, this is a translation from the Moffat Bible, and it says, of course, this is taken from the second chapter of the book of Isaiah. "Get into caves of the rocks, hide in holes of the ground, away from the terror of the Eternal, from His dread majesty. For He has abandoned His people, their land so full of traders, of bargains with a foreigner, their land so full of silver and of gold, no end to their stores, their land so full of horses, no end to their war chariots, their land so full of idols, no end to their images. They worship what their own hands make, things their own fingers fashion." Does this sound familiar? Isn't this an accurate description of what we are experiencing here in the United States, in Great Britain, in Canada, in New Zealand, in continental Europe, around the world? But God says He will make an end to it, and He says that human pride shall be laid low, man's haughtiness will be humbled, the Eternal shall alone be exalted when He rises to overawe the earth. And then this chapter goes on to tell us that men will take their gold and their silver and their fortunes and their money and they throw it on the street because it's not going to be of any value to them anymore. This is going to happen, my friends, and here is one reason why. Because the book of Isaiah goes on to say, "Put no more trust in man. This is mere breath of life. Of what account is he?" If we put our trust in the next president of the United States or in any other leader around the world, we misplace our trust. And that is part of the reason why we are in the mess. We are to turn to God and to put our trust in Him and look to Him for security, for prosperity, and for help. You better think about this because the Bible makes very clear what is going to happen to all of us if we don't learn this vital lesson. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.